Oath sworn, or gift in bad faith. The deposition of Melisande, dialogue between wind and sea, or spontaneous combustion and three more of the five most popular uses of wetness. This might sound strange. They were never alone without me in the room. Lily and I, at the table, he never turned around. None ever heard him play like he played on those sun-flooded days. Rain and wind and waves gushed through their bodies, the two of them, alone. And I learned to sing and not wake up the huge, white-haired mammals that slept in his head. She'd sit, eyes like winter caves and stripped to the waist, and I'd watch the line of sunlight push past the marble edge and color a woman's skin blue like midnight flame from the fresh grave of a beggar. She'd draw my hand under the table and whisper, "If you want a different answer, try asking yourself the same question over and over again. If you want rid of eye slits in the satin mask, learn how to sit still and ready, a greased bullet in the champ, and never pull your face back from the fire." She bought the pistol when he left and fired a warning shot into the wall over my shoulder. She blamed the creme-heavy silence on me, blamed pleasure fresh as a new scar on an overripe peach on the silence, and gave the three of us the count of five to get out. Her eyes rolled and bob, drowned at the surface, whitewashed and waterlogged, lifeboats capsized in the Dead Sea. The hot muzzle finds a floating rib, and a thousand blank sheets flash through her face. She lived. After that, he couldn't stop talking about her. Perfect torso. He never saw her again, and none ever heard him play in the dark yellow stain, the way a scent trail fades at the tip of a breast, as if he could just about touch his arm to the blind crease in the song, and the shadow of a groove left by the silent tongue of gunsmoke from an open mouth.